My name is Jo. I work at the University of Adelaide in Student Communications. I'd like to acknowledge that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are the original and most enduring storytellers and artists, passing down a rich oral tradition of history, cultural values, and spiritual knowledge. Telling stories of our education journey that inspire and support understanding of backgrounds that are different from our own is one of the most powerful ways storytelling can positively influence our community. I was born and raised on Kaurna country and pay my respects to Kaurna elders, past and present.
You'll want to make a note.
Should you be taking notes or something?
Can you got a pencil? Write this down quick.
Why aren't you taking notes?
Write this down.
Aren't you going to write this down?
Did you need me to take notes?
Please take note.
Hello, and welcome to Take Note, the podcast where we give you the best notes on everything you need to know from the day you start uni to the day you graduate.
Sorry, guys. We thought we'd see how good we were at talking in sync, so...
Not bad.
Bit of a different start for our final episode, but you know, first time for everything.
Oh my gosh. I actually can't believe we're at the very end of Take Note.
Yeah, we both just hinted to it. In case you missed it, this is the final episode of Take Note. How do you feel?
I don't know. All of the feels, to be honest.
I don't know. It's weird. I feel like it's so full circle. Like when I started my role 18 months ago, it was like I didn't even know what Take Note was. And now I've gone from being featured on a couple episodes last year to now like
taking
here,
the reins.
Like co-host. Yeah.
Oh,
it's cool. First time being on a podcast. Like I've loved it.
That's good. I feel like you're really good at like thinking about things on the spot and sharing the most like unhinged stories. You really brought life to this episode. This podcast. But I think it'll be really interesting to share like the behind the scenes for our listeners.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, Take Note.
We thought today we would just give you exactly what you would expect for a final episode. We'll tell you like all the backstory behind everything, all of our favorite moments.
Yep.
Just summarize everything so that we can really put a lovely end on our Take Note chapter.
Oh, and this would be out by the time everyone's kind of done with exams or like wrapping up their year as well.
This will come out on the 14th, which is like the 14th of November, which is like exactly midway through the exam season.
Yeah. Why don't we start with the very first? I'll just start. Well, I was back in Malaysia when I received this email from Olivia, and it was just like, hey, what do you think about co-hosting a podcast with me? And it was a very formal sort of email. And at this time, at this stage, like you and I, we've worked together on social media for uni.
Yeah.
And we've had like, I think, two classes together.
Yeah, but we were friends, but we weren't like friends.
Yeah. But it was chill though. Like talking to you was very easy. And I remember reading this email, just like I knew about the podcast and I listened to like one or two episodes about exams and I think it was a wrap-up one, but I didn't like fully listen to it. But it was like when podcasts on the rise, like people were starting to get into podcasts, so I was really, really intrigued. But I came back and we had like a catch-up.
It was just a chat. Yeah.
It was a chat, but it was fun. And I came into this job not knowing exactly how to edit. Like I have editing experience, but not specifically in podcasts, but that was really interesting.
Obviously, for our long-term listeners, last year you would know like the podcast began with just Shannon by herself.
Yeah.
And it was all very formal. And then I started doing a couple of eps with her and it got a little bit more like conversational.
Yep.
And then we ran a focus group with some of you guys, which was like really good. And from there you guys were like, yeah, make it even more conversational. So Shannon and I wrapped up last year, super conversational. And then we bought Megan on board.
Yeah,
and I have just like I mentioned before, like I feel like I've been through the whole life cycle of this podcast.
Yeah, I feel like you've been taking note the longest out of everyone so far.
Yeah, which is crazy to think about.
What was it like back then?
It was so different. Like everything has changed so much. Obviously, it's still the same studio, but like even like the types of episodes that we've tried to do this year are like a bit more out there. Whereas last year, it was like everything important about university, whereas this year's more like, we're all just regular people and we're just doing our
best. Genuinely, yeah. But it was good, though. I feel like I learned so much from this episode, from, like, our special guest, from you.
Yeah.
And from just yapping, really.
I hope that you guys have gotten as much out of listening to Take Note as we have recording it.
Yeah.
I feel like every episode I leave so motivated to do more and to see what's happening. So I'm excited to see everything that's coming.
Yeah. And I feel like this year, so much has happened to the both of us. Like, knowing behind the scenes, you and I, we definitely were not expecting this much to be happening, but
yeah,
here we are. What are your highlights this year, Olivia?
Oh my gosh. That's so tricky. Of the whole year or just Take Note?
Of the whole year. So it could be personal.
Oh my gosh. A highlight for me, it kind of happened last year, but it's my first year of working.
Oh yeah.
Like, obviously, I've worked, like, part-time jobs before, but this is my first, like, big girl job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been, like, an incredible experience. I feel so much more connected to the university than I ever thought I would.
Yeah. Seeing you in this job, you definitely brought, like, I don't know. I've said this all the time, like, bringing on campus into Instagram and, like, bringing all of those content, you've definitely brought what students have been looking for this whole time.
Mm.
Like before, as a student, it was kind of tricky finding what I wanted to know about uni or, like, what was happening in uni with, like, social media on the rise and AI on the rise. You definitely, like, help us connect more with university, do you feel?
That's what I always try to do.
Yeah, I think you've done a really good job with that.
Hopefully, yeah. It's so tricky, like, finding the balance between something that's trending and will be funny and, like, still delivering the information that students need to them.
Yeah, but it's been very easy with Student News and hopefully Take Note as well. But yeah, that's good.
What about you? What's your highlight of the year?
Very similar. Like, my first big girl job with the wellbeing team. Definitely a lot of new experiences. I feel like reflecting back into my first few events or, like, just my first few episodes, I was so shy.
Mm.
I still am. And I feel like I don't really know what to say most times, but it definitely gotten a lot better than before. And I can't even bring myself to listen to the first episode, if I'm going to be so honest.
Oh my gosh. What do we even call it?
2020 Thrive.
Oh yeah. Welcome to 2020 Thrive.
Yeah.
I want to know what everyone thinks that 2026's, like, little acronym can
be.
I don't know. If anyone has something fun, let me know.
Ironically, I'm just only picking up my social life back on track. I was off social media for quite a while. I didn't, like, a few months really, but with this new job, I barely did anything, and now I'm, like, starting to put myself back out there, and I'm tired. Having a social life is so expensive and tiring, I'm going to be so honest.
Yeah, literally.
But with summer
coming, the home stretch of the year is here. It's Christmas when this episode comes out in, like, 6 weeks.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm excited. Any plans?
For Christmas?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll obviously see my family. Yeah, I don't know. I have, like, I'll try to see all the grandparents, all the family members.
Are they all here? Or?
Yeah, my whole family. Oh, I have cousins in New Zealand, but I'm seeing them in January, which is good.
Okay. Oh, and you're going to New Zealand in November?
Yeah.
That's fun.
When this episode comes out, I'll be a week
away. Oh my God. That's fun. Going back on track with Take Note, what was your favorite episode? Or top three, if you can't pick?
In its lifetime or just this year?
Lifetime, if you want.
That's so tricky. I feel like everything is, like, a super highlight for me. All of the mental health episodes. Mm. So, like, the three that we've done this year, I extra want to highlight. The live episode that we did back in May with James and Alice was really good.
And then, as well.
Yeah. And then we did the episode with Molly where we were kind of talking about reaching your breaking point.
That was one of my top three as well.
And then we had the episode with Hattie where we talk about, like, motivation, how to get yourself out of the rut.
Yeah.
And then we did the burnout buzz line.
Oh,
where,
my gosh.
Like,
so sad I missed that. That was really good.
I just feel like all of the mental health ones, I always leave feeling, like, so inspired and, like, so amazed at how much all of these students go through, like, everything that they're capable of. I think it's just, like, they're some of my favorite ones to record.
Yeah. I feel like we always bond really well with the guests whenever it's about mental health.
Yeah. I feel like we leave, like, feeling like we formed a special connection with them, which is so cute. oh, I seriously just love everything. I love the episodes where, like, I learned something new, like the academic integrity one or the AI
one. With Dr. Janan,
one.
That was really good, yeah.
I just, like, love them where, like, I've learned something new.
Yeah.
Or, like, learning from an expert. We did a lot last year. Like, we had a sleep expert and we had, like, Uncle Rod from Wilti Yalu. Just, like, so many, like, knowledgeable people.
Yeah.
And, like, the correspondents.
Oh, my gosh.
We spoke about Molly, obviously, but I just loved hearing all of the correspondent episodes and, like, giving you guys a chance to, like, contribute to an episode I think is so special.
I really feel like that was really successful. And I noticed something about the three correspondents. Not only are they in different faculties, it was, like, so it was Molly's first, then Asan's, then Val. We were getting interviewed by Molly. We were listening to Asan sharing, and then we interviewed Val.
Yeah.
It was like a whole spectrum, and it was very diverse. I love it.
That is really diverse. It's just been the best experience.
And I like that we made it more conversational. It's definitely very easy.
What are your favorite episodes?
I feel like I say this all the time, but the Pride one. Pride one and Molly's one.
Mm.
But definitely a lot of the ones that were about mental health as well. Again, like just being able to connect with everyone and realizing that we're all sort of in the same boat.
Yeah.
That was really, really empowering.
I always see it online. It's like you've not had one unique experience in your whole life. Like every time someone posts something, I'm like, oh my God, me too. Oh, like.
Literally in the Halloween episode, I talked about like the costumes that I wanted to do. And I said the other mother from Coraline. I've seen like 10 so far since we recorded that episode. I thought
That's
I was
crazy.
Being original.
That's a unique costume.
No, it's not. Not this year. Everyone's just dressing up as her this year. But that's fun, though. Last episode, we also talked about Dancing with the Stars. Have you caught up with that yet? Who was eliminated?
My favorite couple.
Who?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm devastated.
Who was it?
Scott and Riley.
Yes. Oh, that's so sad. Anyways, very off track.
I still need to watch the episode that's just come out, the Halloween one.
I haven't watched that yet.
Yeah, it only came out this morning.
Okay. Anyways, yeah. Pride episode was so funny. I feel like they were really honest and really straightforward, which is very easy to, you know, film. But I noticed that with a lot of these students, it's either like super TikTok brain rot or just like super not.
Yeah.
So they'll like look at us like, what are you saying? Or they're just like, yes, eight. And in that unicast episode, a little behind the scenes for you guys, but we cut out one bit where we were talking about Benson Boone and Dubai Chocolate.
Did we cut that out?
We had to eventually because of the time, but it was so funny. Like, it just came out of nowhere. Someone just pointed out Moonbeam or something, and then it just unraveled completely from there. But it's like, yeah, either one end of the spectrum with our guests, and it's always amazing.
Yeah, 100%. I was just reflecting on the Unicast episode, like, seriously, so funny. That and the Pride episode, we just spent the entire episode laughing.
Brain rotting.
I don't even know how you guys, like, were able to listen to it, because seriously, we were just yapping.
So loud as well.
The whole episode.
Yeah. Oh, that was really fun. But never a dull episode with our guests. They're always very either informative or just so fun. Yeah, that was my top few favorites. Favorite event of the year. What are your favorite event of the year?
Mine's always Are You Okay Day.
Aww.
It's like so chill, like, which is why I love it. Like, I just think it's always like the perfect celebration of everything.
Yeah.
I always say like, ask Are You Okay any day. Like, I just love their slogan. I don't know. I just always love it.
No, that's good. That's a good answer. And like this year we did the same thing with like handing out donuts and cupcakes to students for free. And then like a free letter writing activity where you can write to anyone in the world. And I think Liv wrote to her partner. It was very, very cute.
I like wrote him a little funny note that was like, I'm sure you're missing me while I'm at work. And then I forgot I sent it and it rocked up at his house when I was there.
Oh, you got a live reaction then.
Yeah.
I wrote one to my flatmate saying like, what do you want for dinner? It's a nice little like reminder that,
yeah,
you know, I'm here.
I was just reflecting on the year. And the other thing I feel like is so important to mention is our Acknowledging Our Country episode where we all recorded our own acknowledgements of country. I feel like obviously we half stole the idea from some other popular podcasts around the space, but I just feel like it's such a good thing to do.
Yeah.
And it's so unique. And I feel like everyone can come up with their own acknowledgement of country, which is what the whole premise of the episode was.
That was really good. I definitely learned a lot more as well. I did more researching prior to the episode and definitely feel like I can do way more than I have and I will be from here on. That was really beautiful though.
We'll do a proper thank you right at the end of the episode, but I just want to give a little quick thank you to everyone that listens, visits our stalls. So incredible to see so many people like interacting with our content and supporting us as we have branched out into this little podcast adventure.
Yeah. And even when I do like my other role in the university, some people will come up and say like, oh yeah, I saw you on the on-campus Instagram and they talk about you. I think it's so sweet, like these little conversations that we have.
Yeah. Now, we can't really say anything yet, but there's something very exciting coming next year. Hopefully another version of Take Note that won't really be Take Note.
Oh my gosh, drum roll.
I know. Keep your eyes peeled in 2026 for the new student podcast. We are so excited to see what it has in store.
For sure. And like, don't worry about missing anything. The biggest tip is just to check your student inbox.
Yeah, everything will be there.
Everything. Ooh, I'm really excited though. I will be keeping my eyes peeled.
Yeah, and hopefully you guys have seen by now, but we have soft launched our new student Instagram account, which is adelaideuni.students.
Run by yours truly.
Yeah, I will be running it again next year. So if you don't want to miss any podcast updates or anything like that, make sure to follow the new account and all will be revealed in due time.
Oh my gosh, exciting to see.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
As you should be. Do you have any ideas yet?
No.
Oh!
I have a couple, but you can't reveal anything.
Love that. Oh, I will be supporting you wholeheartedly.
And it would be rude of us to wrap up Take Note without giving you something to hang on to for next year. So I am super excited to announce that next year's podcast will be called The Auditorium.
What?
I know.
That's so good. First time I'm hearing this, guys. This is so cool.
A little play on like the AU with that's the really AU smart. At the start of Auditorium.
Oh my gosh, that's so smart.
So cute.
It's kind of fancy as well. Like weird auditorium.
So that will be coming next year. Unfortunately, neither of us are going to be the hosts of it.
But we had a really, really good run. And so much that we've learned that we've said like 100 times. But genuinely, we took so much away from that podcast this year.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone keep your eyes peeled. We always have a million people come up to us in the hub and ask how they can be involved. We are going to be doing a big recruitment for the auditorium very, very soon.
Oh, again, student inboxes, guys, never miss.
Yeah. So I'm super excited for everything that will come with that next year. It's going to be incredible. Okay. We're sorry that this has been slightly on the shorter side of the episodes, but we seriously just wanted to give everyone the biggest thank you, and thank you for listening to not only today's episode but every single episode that you've tuned into of Take Note. It seriously means so much to us.
And if you ever get bored and you miss our voices, go back to the previous episodes.
Yeah, there's plenty sitting there.
The Halloween one is definitely really, really laughy yet scary.
Yeah,
we were definitely coping that one, but that was very fun to film.
It was so good. We have been overwhelmed with every single person that supported us this year, from the DACE team that helps us run the podcast, our student correspondents, shout out to you, Molly, Val, and Asun, all of the guests that have joined us. It seriously was incredible.
And we really hope that you continue to support the podcast and the podcast next year. We seriously cannot thank all of you enough. It was such a big year for the both of us, and we had so much fun being your co-host of Take Note. Meeting you all in person in our live episodes and stalls during orientations has been so crazy. And just like, I can't believe people listen to us yap.
I know. I feel like I'm so annoying when I gap all the time.
No, me too.
People actually go to the effort to listen to me yap.
I know. No, we appreciate you all so much. And we wish you all the best in university life. Go out and do amazing, amazing things.
See you next fortnight. See you next fortnight. See you next fortnight. See you next fortnight. See you next fortnight.
Take note.
This is a UOA on campus production.